Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram.
Today we're going to be learning the halachas that relate to the prohibition of causing animals suffering and castration. This is Zimun Kuf. Tzadi Aleph 191 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let's look at the first topic, which is Tzar Bali Chaim, the prohibition of causing animals pain. So what is the Torah's stance towards animals' pain? It's forbidden to cause animals or the suffering of any living creature. On the contrary, one is obligated to actually relieve their pain if you find them in pain as well. Doesn't matter who the owner of the animal is, and the answer is no, that's immaterial. Doesn't matter whether a Jew owns it, a non-Jew, whether it has no owner, it's an animal you find in the alleyway, you have to prevent harm, you're not allowed to cause harm as well. Are there situations where causing animals pain is allowed? And the answer is yes. If the animals are harmful to humans, so there's a snake, there's a wasp around one's child, there's a mosquito biting one, and one needs for medical benefits or other beneficial purposes, it is permitted to kill them, even though they may suffer. How do we know this? The answer is because the Torah permits us to slaughter animals to kill them, which means to say we're not allowed to do it unnecessarily, but in circumstances of use and benefit, it is permitted as well. But wantonly just hunting and killing, that's not correct as well. It's interesting that the Noda Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel Landau, was asked about, you know, as Jews started to, you know, rising the ranks in society, they wanted to do, just like today, they wanted to do like what the non-Jews do of the highest rank in that society. And so, you know, in those days, there was a Jew who bought an estate and had a forest on it, and he wanted to go hunting. And he asked the Noda Yehuda, can I go hunting? And the Noda Yehuda has an extensive tshuva on this, and he says, you know, he points out that the first hunter we know about in the Torah was, you know, there's Nimrod, and then there was Esav, you know, not exactly the role models for Jews. And then he goes on to point out that this is just not in line with what the Torah is trying to cultivate us to be, right? So the question is, what does one do if horses pulling a wagon are stuck on a steep or it's a rough road? What should one do? So if one sees this, one should go and help move the wagon along to push it up the hill or over the bumps, even if they belong to a non-Jew, because what may happen is the owner may end up striking or hitting them because they're not able to do it to get them to go over. So you should provide all help you can to avoid them getting hurt as well. What other examples of forbidden actions doing to animals relate to animal suffering? So, of course, tying the legs of animals together, birds or animals, or putting them in painful situations. Obviously, when you have bullfights, or when you're having animals fight each other to the death for bets, obviously that should be is prohibited. And placing a bird on the eggs of another species is forbidden because of cruelty to animals. So one has to be careful about these things. This is a Torah prohibition. One should train one's children because children are often not necessarily sensitive to this, especially young boys. We move to the next concept, and that is castration. So what is the halacha regarding castration of animals and people? So the halacha is strictly forbids the castration of humans or animals, whether it's a kosher animal, a non-kosher animal, whether it's in Israel, whether it's outside of Israel. What's the punishment? This is seen as a lav shiyash b'maisa. This is a prohibition which is attached to action, and therefore a person would be liable for lashes if they do this with the necessary warning. Is it medically? What about medically induced sterility? Is that allowed for men or for animals? The answer is no, it's not allowed. What about sterilizing women or female animals? This is also forbidden, but not on the same level as male castration. And therefore, in situations where there is pain or illness, a question must be asked to figure out if there are permissibilities in the specific circumstance. May one tell a non-Jew to castrate one's animal? Answer is no. First of all, Amir la'akum, you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do something which is prohibited for you to do, and similarly, it's also prohibited for them as well. May one sell or give one's animal to a non-Jew if they will castrate him? The answer is no. This is lifnei iver. A non-Jew is not allowed to castrate an animal either, and giving it to them to do it is essentially asking them to do a isser, to do a prohibition for them, and that is not allowed. So what do people do? So the one permissibility is the best case scenario is, best practice is, if you want to have a sterilized dog, buy a sterilized dog, meaning buy the animal when it's already been castrated. That's the best way to buy a dog. Don't wait for it to become aggressive and then have the vet tell you that you need to castrate it. The other option is that if that's not possible, one bought the dog, one found the dog, one adopted the dog, and it's displaying aggressive symptoms and there's a concern and whatever else it is, in those situations, there are poskim who permit giving it to a selling it to a non-Jew who will give it to another non-Jew, which is called lifnei delifnei, which means there's two stages of putting a stumbling block in front of the blind over here. Obviously, this doesn't sound like your ideal situation. So if one wants to have a sterilized dog, buy a sterilized dog. Don't put the animal through this, because the Torah is pretty explicit about this. With this, we conclude the halachas that relate to tzar balei chayim, that are causing pain to animals, and also the halachas of the castration and neutering. Have a wonderful and meaningful